We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
The MLB Network will exclusively air tonight's Game 1 featuring the Braves and the Dodgers at 8:30. Sunday's Game 3 featuring the Brewers and Rockies is at 4:30. Plus, you can watch DeRosa as he readies that resume because they're going to have all these jobs open. He's going to be ready to interview because all these guys now, if you notice, they go from TV to the manager's booth. You know, they go from TV right to the dugout. Boom, boom. So he's ready to get his interviews and his resume ready. At MLB Tonight, you can watch him there throughout the postseason, and he joins us now. Mark, what's going on?
How you doing, Mike? I started my binder.
You got it? Good. You got it ready to go? You got to answer those questions, you know,
yeah.
when they all call, what about my team? You know what you tell them? Here's how we're going to make extra money, you tell your owner. Here's how we're going to make the money. Here's what we're going to do. This is it. That's all they care about, is how we're going to make extra money. And obviously, you got to just wake behind Girardi because Girardi's going to take one of these jobs. You know that. So, you know, figure, I don't know which one. Now, you know, the question is Madden. Do you think Madden's going to bolt the Cubbies and go with Artie Moreno? I mean, that gets everything moving if that happens there. So that
I can't imagine that happening.
Because supposedly no love lost now. They wouldn't give him an extension. He's got 1 year left at $6 million. He wants to be able to talk. They have been fighting, supposedly. So all these rumors about this stuff, they don't want to give him an extension on the $6 million from that's what he's making next year. So, and I guess he and Artie Moreno are tight.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. But what he's been able to accomplish in that Cubs uniform, listen, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes with the interactions between him and Theo Epstein.
You never know.
Funny you say that, though. We're getting ready to do the pregame lead up to the Braves Dodgers, and I'm sharing an office with Joe Girardi as we speak.
There you go.
I got to pick his brain.
Absolutely. He'll be a hot property right now. He's already interviewed with the Reds, and he's got more coming. But the Cubbies would be hard for him to turn down, boy. That's his dream job. That would be a hard job for him to turn down. It really would.
That would be a hard job for anybody.
Yeah, it is. It's a good job. It's a good job. I think the Cub fans are a little much, but it is a great job. All right, let's start here. National League, then we'll get to the big league after we get to the National League. First of all, how about Matt Holliday? How did he get back playing again?
And not only that, he was hitting fifth the other night.
I know. Unbelievable. The guy comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's back in a big spot again. I'm watching him the other night. I know he's your buddy, and you know, he came up and visited me a couple of times when he was, you know, brought all his kids up and everything, you know, when he was with the Yankees, and he was, you know, walking around the city. He comes up and visits the show. He comes in the studio, brings his whole family in. So he's a really good guy, easy guy to pull for. But how about him coming back, and he's put right in the middle of the lineup?
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, he started doing some dribs and drabs on MLB.com radio, and I was listening to him on Sirius, and I would text him all the time and be like, man, you're doing a good job. You need to come in here. Because the times he's come on MLB Tonight and on Central with me, he's been amazing. Talking, hitting, we had such a great relationship. But hats off to him. Going back down to the minor leagues, hanging out in Albuquerque for a couple weeks, hitting some tanks, and then getting back in the lineup. He's in great shape. He's seen Lester a ton. And, he ended up mixing in a double there. So he could have some big moments here. He might be staring Mr. Josh Hader down in a big spot here.
And he's a guy who obviously comes from such a group of coaches. You know, his father's a coach, his brother's a coach. So, I mean, everybody, coach meaning same as managers. You know, but in baseball, they call them coaches in college. So, but he's comes from a whole school of baseball guys.
I'm always blown away by those guys. I remember Ryan Howard came through Gwinnett, right by where I live, trying to make it back to the big leagues, or a Jason Worth ends up going out to Tacoma to try and give that a shot. I'm always enamored by the guys who have made hundreds of millions of dollars that are still willing to go down to the minor leagues and see if they got anything left. So Matty felt he could help the team, and it's been a great story.
All right, let's do the National League first. Give me your thoughts on the two series. Start with the Dodgers.
Okay, this is the way I look at it. Obviously, I live in Atlanta, so I'm going to be a little biased here, but I really feel like the Atlanta Braves got a puncher's chance in this series. I believe
And they don't have to win. They're playing with house money. And they have arrived early. They're early. They don't have to do anything. The kids just have to have fun. They don't have to do anything.
Here, Mike, there's good matchups here. Ryu, Kershaw, there's a lot of lefties. Maybe an Alex Wood out of the bullpen. Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis, if you look at the numbers, they don't discriminate. They don't care if it's right-handed,
Freddie
left-handed.
Freddie Freeman has got to carry them now. And I predict that this will be a big moment. Freddie Freeman will show everyone how good he is, and he'll have a big series.
I hope he does. I hope he does.
Because he's
a terrific player.
He's a terrific player, Freddie Freeman. He really is.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think the world knows.
No, they don't know how good he is.
Old school mixed with the new school. I mean, this guy is as tough out as there is in the game.
Yep.
My concern about Atlanta is if Foltynewicz or Anibal Sanchez or whoever the starter is that given day does not give them length, how does Brian Snicker piece this together with his
bullpen? He doesn't. So that's the problem.
They don't
have enough pitching. Let's be honest. They got a hammer. They don't have enough pitching. So the Dodgers should win that. The Braves are playing with house money. The other series,
I know Milwaukee, everyone's hot on their
I like
tails
Milwaukee
right now.
Myself.
I like
gotta
Colorado.
Admit. You do? Okay. Listen, Colorado, I give them a lot of respect. They got really good players. They got a good manager. I just think the Brewers are hitting it right. Yelich is on fire. Their bullpen, they got a lot of guys throwing gas. I mean, I think I wouldn't say that I would be stunned if the Rockies won, but I just thought the Brewers look really good.
I look at it on the flip side. We watched the Yankees last night. That game was over the minute Judge hit the home run.
Right.
Okay? We've listened to counsel's press conferences, and he talks about the lines of starter and reliever have been blurred. We're about getting 27 outs, and however I'm going to get them, that's the guy I'm going to call on. I want to see if you can get through a series like this. Because
I don't think you can.
Because Colorado's
think it's
got
very
two monster
difficult.
Starters.
Right, I think it's wrong. I don't think you can go in. Now, listen, they don't have a lot of starting pitching, as we know. Okay, they really don't. When you do have some, see, this idea that it's blurred and you don't need starting pitchers anymore is nonsense. I just think it's nonsense.
You
saw it last night. You know, the guy comes in the game, he's not ready to pitch the game. He wasn't ready to pitch the game. That's all there is to it.
The crowd leaned on him a little bit, a different environment.
He didn't get a couple of strike calls, so he's got to come in to Judge. He comes in to Judge. Judge hits it 9 miles, and that's it.
I just think Milwaukee has shown you and shown Colorado, this is how we intend on beating you. We're going to bring back Chacin on 3 days rest, short rest, to be game two starter. They don't want any lefties to see any. Gio Gonzalez, the other lefty in their rotation, Wade Miley. They keep pushing these guys back because Colorado absolutely just hammers left-handed pitching. It's going to be tough for Milwaukee to massage this if Colorado. I mean, with Freeland and Marquez, they have some horses there that can maybe get them through a five-game series.
Hey, no question. All right, so you're going with Colorado, which is a big, that'd be a pretty big upset. I give you that one. Okay, not crazy, but big. I mean,
yeah.
Brewers are a pretty and let's be honest, whoever's come out of the National League, other than the Dodgers, is going to get no respect either.
Yeah.
You know that. It's going to get none.
And that's fair, though. The teams in the American League.
American League
so
teams, you got four monsters, okay? Any one of the four can win. You got four monsters. Let's start with the Indians and the Astros. Are you on the Astros? Are you worried about the Astros and their situations with their players? Or are you that the Astros, despite the fact they may not get much out of career and they got a couple of guys that maybe aren't healthy, you think they still are the team, or do you like the Indians?
No, I like the Astros.
Okay.
I like the Astros because I feel like from 1 to 25, they give you the most opportunity to win. I think their bullpen is on lockdown, and AJ can always manipulate and get another starter back there.
I like their bullpen when their starters are in their bullpen.
They have matchups, and whether you like it or not.
When their starters are in their bullpen, because last year, the only reason they got the Yankees out was when they put starters in the bullpen. They can do that again. Then they're good. When they put their starters in the pen, they're good, but their relievers, I don't worry about their relievers.
And like it or not, Roberto Ozuna has been pretty darn good for them.
And what about Korea and his problems? What about their injuries in their lineup?
Yeah, he went opposite field late in the season. That kind of anytime I see a guy able to drive the ball out to right center, that's usually a good sign. It scares me with the back a little bit on a young player, but I just look at the depth of the Houston Astros. I think that Cleveland hasn't been tested the entire year, which I don't think is a gigantic problem going in, but you're asking Kluber to match up against Verlander in Minute Maid. We don't know how Bauer's being used, and Andrew Miller's limping in.
Well, that's the key. They have to get something out of Andrew Miller.
Yeah.
And those starters got to be better than they were last year when they completely spit the bit. Let's be honest, okay? I mean,
yeah.
they really did. For a team that came in red hot, I thought this could be a year where they flew under the radar and they pay people back for last year's heartbreak because they got their heart broken last year. Let's be honest. They really did. They thought they were going to win, and they got their heart broken. All right, I got a feeling you're going to pick the Yankees, which here's why it's going to bother me. Everybody's picking the Yankees, and I hate when that happens. And everyone's thinking that the Yankees are ready to beat the Red Sox, that the Red Sox are not at full strength. And I hate when that happens because I think the Red Sox are too good to be disrespected that way.
I need to see Chris Sale throw pitch one.
Well, that's it. Everyone thinks that. And their bullpen is not that good.
He can't get through it throwing 91 miles an hour. He can't. You can't get through the postseason if your horse is not your horse.
So you think you think it's Yankees or Red Sox?
If Chris Sale comes out tomorrow and is throwing 97 and 99 with a wipeout slider, I would err on the side of the Red Sox. But I don't think that's going to be the case. Therefore, I just feel like the Yankees present a major problem for them over the course of five games. It just do.
Yeah, I don't like the Red Sox bullpen either. Now, listen, the Yankee bullpen's not lights out. It should be better than it is. It's got better names than it's performed.
You're getting Happ and Tanaka in Boston. You split that series and come back, and Severino can pitch like he did last night and control himself a little bit against Rick Porcello in a swing game in Yankee Stadium. I like where they're at.
Yankees got to control their running game, though. It embarrassed them the last time they played. It
and
really
their
did.
Corner defense scares me a little bit.
But
Sanchez battled last night. I got to tip it a hat.
No, Sanchez was okay.
He blocked everything.
Andujar can't catch a cold. Catch it, he might throw it away. They're not great on the corners. They're not great on the corners right now, the Yankees. Voight's hitting so much, it's crazy. I mean, you think about a guy who came out of nowhere. I mean, what Voight's done, and Voight's lit that team up, no question. We're talking with Mark DeRosa about the. So you think the. So what's your world? What was your World Series before the series started? Season started.
Before the season started, it was Houston against
the Dodgers.
Who did I rock? I think I went with the Dodgers again.
So right now, who is it? Houston.
I'm staying with Houston.
Okay,
I'm not changing. I'm not changing. I picked Colorado to go to the NLCS.
You did. You picked Colorado before with me a couple months ago.
I kind of feeling something there. Freeland on 3 days rest going into Wrigley Field was heroic. I think there's something there. I know everyone's on Milwaukee. Like you're saying, everyone's on the Yankees. I just Colorado's interests me a lot.
Yeah. So what job you got your eye on?
6 to 8:30 on MLB Tonight.
Nah, you go. Wait, come on. You got which one of these jobs you want? Which ones you got?
Honestly, I'm gonna give you the politically correct answer.
Why? That's
no, because I'm humbled and honored to even be in the running for some of these.
Has anybody called yet for this year?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to tell us which one or no?
No.
Why not?
Because
we're gonna find out anyway.
Yeah, you might not. I might realize that I just want to stay on TV and talk
no,
about
No, you
the
won't.
Game.
You'll take it. I'll tell you right now. First of all, it's not even because of the money. Not that the money isn't good, but it's not even the money. You take it because you're competitive, you've always been a competitor, and you want to see if you can do this, and it would be a great thrill. Wouldn't it be a great thrill to take a team to all the way to the World Series?
It would
and
be
win
an
it?
Amazing thrill.
So listen,
but I have a 15 and an 8-year-old at
I
home,
know,
and they like
I
dad
know,
coming home.
I know you do, but you know what? You're not going to pass up that opportunity. You're really not. And now you're doing it the second year, and also you've become the blueprint. You've become the blueprint's TV to manager. Look at
Booney and Cora.
Yeah, that's what it is.
When 208 wins.
Yeah, when something works, they like it, and you can get around. They want guys who can talk these players' language now, and you can. You wouldn't have a problem with a player in 100 years. The players would be great with you. You know that. You can handle the players. You were always a big guy in the club. You were always a big clubhouse guy. You had that reputation your whole life. So you'd be easy from that standpoint. So if you get a chance, you got to try it. You absolutely have to try it.
No, I appreciate it.
Just tell us this, certainly. American and National League.
This one was American League.
American League, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, tell me what, when you get back from Minnesota, tell me what happens.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mark DeRosa, who I'm telling you, is going to be a manager because that's where they're finding all the managers now. That's it. And he actually, to be serious for a second, he actually fills the bill. They want a guy who can relate to players now. That's what they wanted with Boone. That's what they wanted with Cora. And look what happened with Cora and Boone. Between them, they only won 208 games in the regular season. And here they are playing each other in the playoffs. So they got exactly what they wanted. Now, they took over good teams. Absolutely true. If you take over the Minnesota Twins, it's not going to work the same way. But bottom line is they want a guy who can talk to the players. They want a guy who will listen to the front office about analytics, which if you don't, you can't fight them on it anymore. You fight them on it, you're a dinosaur, you're gone. Madden's fighting the Cubs. Buck is out. Solskjaer's out. So at the bottom line is you can't fight these guys on this stuff. They want these guys to work in concert with the front office. They want somebody to tell you, here's our analytics, here's what we believe, now you can, here's your options, not to fight them on it and say, this is the way I'm doing it because I'm the manager. That's not going to work anymore. Although, listen, I'd be the same way if I was a manager, but it's not going to work anymore. And then get along with your players, get along with the media. Who would do that better than a DeRosa? He's a perfect guy to pick as a manager. Absolutely perfect. Got a great personality. He was a great clubhouse guy as a player. He'd be absolutely perfect. Back to after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.